Good morning, good evening, good afternoon, everyone. How's everyone doing?
Great.
Doing great.
Wonderful.
Great.
Great. Great is great.
Great is good.
Good is great. It's what?
Excelente. Happy to be alive. Happy to be here.
Me too. I'm very happy to be alive. This week is Thanksgiving, so definitely thankful for a lot of things. And thankful for you guys.
Yay.
We're thankful for you.
Aw, thank you. Okay, great. So I'm glad everyone's good. And how did you guys sleep today?
Very well.
Are we segueing into another article?
Yes.
I slept very well.
You did? Wonderful. Yes. How many hours?
I would say about 8 hours.
Wow, that's beautiful.
Lucky man.
I have to.
I did too, actually. I think I slept at before 3 a.m. and I woke up at 11, so.
Same here.
Wow, late night sleepers, huh?
Yeah, I can't help it. I mean, I used to sleep at 1 a.m., but now it's 3 a.m. It's getting later and later.
Wow, I can't go to bed that late. Last night was the latest I went to sleep in a long time, and it was around 1, which is very late for me. I was watching, what's that show called? Emily in Paris, and I wanted to finish the entire season.
Oh.
It's pretty good. But yeah, back to sleeping. I got about 7 hours of sleep.
That's
nice.
Let me
follow in your segue.
No, it's okay. How about you, Sylvia?
I slept pretty well. So
okay.
As long as I'm nice and warm, I'll sleep.
Okay, that's good.
And I'm the bad one.
Yeah.
I went to bed. One of the Cindy went to bed. Oh, Kitty.
Oh, where's Kitty?
Oh,
there's a kitty.
What you drinking there? Yeah.
And how many hours did you sleep, Kitty? How many hours, Chess? Oh, okay. Oh, going back to sleep? Oh, okay.
Probably. Yeah, they ate their breakfast and now they're like, oh, it's nap time while she's doing her work. They think I'm working.
Cats, they require 14 hours of sleep a day.
They really do sleep that much, though.
Yeah.
They really do. And they're nocturnal, right? So they sleep during the day and then they're awake at night because they're always running around crazy at night.
They could be nocturnal. My cat, he sleeps during the day. Mm-hmm. But then now he switched. Now he's sleeping during the night.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Okay. I think it's because of the cold. Yeah.
By nature, they... Oh, here we go. Another one.
That's the same one. Hopefully the hammock doesn't come down. They have their window spots.
So cute.
Yeah.
Like, why are you disturbing me?
I know, right? Like, this is my spot. Go into your office. I'm not in my office today. That's where they're like, what are you doing here?
So cute. Yeah, so it's great that you guys had sleep for 7 to 8 hours because that is the recommended amount of sleep out there. Scientists have shown that you should get at least 7 to 8 hours of sleep. That's healthy, and it reduces your heart failure by 42%.
That's almost half. That's good.
Yeah. Make sure you sleep. If you have unhealthy sleep patterns, find out why and really try to sleep. Because really, sleeping does help your body. The study says that a healthy sleep pattern is early rising in the morning, sleeping 7 to 8 hours a day, and having no frequent insomnia, snoring, or excessive daytime sleepiness. I don't know. I feel like sometimes when I sleep, I feel sleepy during the day. Still, I don't know what it is. Maybe it's my energy or something, but, you know.
Oversleeping? That could be
it. Yeah, oversleeping maybe. I do like to oversleep. I'm a sleeper.
I think we all do sometimes. I oversleep.
You oversleep?
I get bored.
And it's also sometimes when your body's trying to fight off something, it'll tell you, like, get some more sleep. And that'll prompt you to really take naps more frequently, too. So when my body tells me sleep in the day, that's when I listen. I'll be like, okay, it's needed.
Yeah, naps are important. I feel like every workplace should have a nap station or something. It's true because, you know, you're working 8 hours a day and your body's on a, most likely on a computer or in a shop or somewhere, but you're just going for a full 8 hours or 9 or 10 hours, factoring travel time. A lot of people sleep in a train because I used to sleep on a train going to work and then a lot of times coming home.
Don't sleep now on a train.
No? Why?
I'm not sleeping on a train. But there's too many sketchy people out there.
Oh, wow. That's crazy. Yeah, yeah, I remember there was an incident where people were slashing people who were sleeping.
Yeah, and they were just taking their chains or whatever was on there.
I think part of the issue is that in America, we're expected to get to work at like 8 o'clock in the morning, which is not really typical around the world. Like the show that I was watching, Emily in Paris, they go to work around like 10. Sometimes they roll in around 11. So it's like their work days are like shorter, but they're more productive because they're there only for a certain number of hours. I mean, I don't see the point. I saw my daycares, the teachers have to get there at 7:15. Imagine how early they would have to wake up to get there at time. I can't imagine. I'm like, nope, not doing it.
Also sleeping on the train when you're coming from work, you had a hard day, your body's just gonna tell you, like Dana, like you said, your body tells you, I'm gonna sleep. So
did you guys see that video about that lady at Subway?
14th Street, yeah.
No, I haven't.
A sandwich and she fell asleep.
Oh, yes.
That's mine, but I never read into it. I wanted to, but it's just, how tired do you have to be to fall asleep making a sandwich for a customer?
I'm just laughing because the video is hilarious.
Yes. Right? Like she's literally like sprinkling something on and then she just plops her head down on the sandwich and falls asleep.
Yes.
I didn't see that. I have to look it up.
Yeah.
It's funny.
People work so hard that they fall asleep. Like my mom, she never sleeps because she's always the way she works. And so what ended up happening is her sleep schedule got so screwed up that she can never catch up on sleep. She fell asleep walking to work. While walking, she fell asleep and fell down. Yeah, and that happened to me when I was having so many clients back in like 2016. I didn't fall asleep walking, but the whole entire ground just started becoming dizzy.
But isn't it terrible when you're overworked like that, that you kind of like don't even catch up on a necessity that's sleeping? Like,
that's sadly my life sometimes.
Really?
It's mostly with clients that come too early for me, but I have to get money when it comes in. So if I have to be up at 5:30 in the morning, I'm up at 5:30 in the morning, but I can't sleep early. It's just not possible for me to sleep early. So I won't go to sleep till like 12, 1. I get up at 5:30, that's it, that's my day. I don't go back to sleep a lot of time.
Have you tried taking melatonin?
I can take melatonin. It's not that I can't sleep. It's just my body's like on the go. I'm a typical American in a way. Americans are the second most overworked people in the world.
We sleep
the least and we work the longest.
You're a true
Only Japan beats us.
Yeah, no, that's crazy. That's not healthy.
That's not healthy. And this article said you have to sleep 7 to 8 hours so that you can reduce heart failure. So please try to sleep a little more. Anyone who's listening, please try to sleep.
Sleep now if you can.
Sleep now. Put this podcast
on pause and take a little nap.
Take a little nap. Yeah. Put this one on pause and then sleep. Or you can sleep through it. It's fine.
Just listen to us in the background and just sleep. Just close your eyes. Take a deep breath. And just sleep.
And our voice will be subliminal messages to your brain.
Yes, don't shop at Old Navy.
I was looking at Old Navy last night.
There you go.
See, all the ads that you look up pops up in articles. They're tracking us.
I was very disappointed in their shoe selection. I was there the other day and I was just like, you know.
No.
It wasn't that great.
I was looking at the little comfortable fleece Sherpas. I really love comfort in the winter. So I was just like, oh, I want like a comfort set.
Why don't you just get a nice robe like this one?
I do. Oh yeah, I love your robe. I usually wear my robe.
Love fluffy robes, yeah.
Yeah, I see. It looks so cute. I love that. I have a robe like yours, but it's purple and pink.
Ducks. I think I've seen it. Yeah.
Robe day.
Robe day. Sundays are robe days.
Sundays.
Speaking of Old Navy, have you ever noticed that music that they play at Old Navy is like the perfect music to sleep to? You might as well just pull up a pillow when you go into Old Navy and take a nap.
Okay.
I haven't been to an Old Navy.
Duly recommended.
See, Gary's heard the music. He knows what I'm talking about.
Yes.
Why would they play sleepy music at an Old Navy?
I don't know. But it's always like really super elevator type of music. But like, I guess like more poppy elevator music. But you just kind of, I always feel, every time I'm in Old Navy, I kind of always get drowsy.
I don't know. I didn't have that experience.
There's the one in Jamaica Avenue. I went there a few times, and I don't know if I actually paid attention to the music, but it's mostly like slow pop music or something.
Yeah.
Maybe it's just to have like a nice low vibe, because Old Navy is catering to you at home. Comfort. I that's what I find. Like, it's a lot of comfort. They always have cheap slippers, pajamas. I feel like I'm promoting now for Old Navy. I think we're all promoting.
But Matthew, since you mentioned that music, why don't you play that music to help you fall asleep?
I don't have problem sleeping. I just don't have time to sleep.
Oh.
Okay. I actually knock out like instantly. I just don't have time.
You have time. Gary said it. You have to make time. That's true. So.
Because you want to wake up.
Exactly.
Eventually. One day. Remember, keep your heart safe. Take a nap.
Oh, they have an Old Navy playlist in Spotify. Oh, cool. Old Navy music.
Does it include the pillow?
And their fleece blankets.
It does. Look, it has your pants and stuff on it. I don't know if you can see it, but look, there's a pants.
Oh, I can't see it.
Yeah, it's there.
They had a really good sale last year. I think it was like $5 for a fleece pants. I must have bought them. Yeah, I think I bought them.
Yeah, it's comfy. Also, I had another article saying that there might be a cure for diabetes, but Canada is finding a cure for diabetes now. And this is a big thing because 422 million people in the world have diabetes.
Wow.
Yeah. And they are finding a cure in Alberta, Canada. I know we spoke about Calgary recently. I think Canada is making a lot of improvements. But I'm happy about the diabetes cure because a lot of people have it. 422, I believe Americans, 422 million have diabetes. So if there is a cure, you know, why not? They're testing mice and it's working. They're using their own cells from the mice to kind of like travel back in time, and it's working. They're reversing the cells and the insulin level of the cells of the mice. They had success. Congratulations on that. We're going to be very healthy soon, and whoever has diabetes don't have to suffer.
You know, I've heard great improvements with diabetes where you have a patch now instead of shooting yourself with a needle. Oh. There's a patch. So they're making great improvements.
I think
I saw that. Is that the one that like goes on your shoulder and you just tap your phone to it?
Yes.
You do the measurement. Oh my God. It's so, they literally, people like install like a little patch, like almost like a little.
Right.
And then you just take your phone. There's an app connected from that to your phone. And then you just tap your phone on it and it gives you the exact glucose level that you're at that point. So you know how much coffee to put in your sugar or something like that. Like it's.
Coffee to put in your sugar.
Wait, coffee to put in your sugar.
That sounds like me. I put my sugar in first and then I put my coffee. No.
Really?
No, I'm just kidding.
You noticed you said coffee to put in sugar.
Why I said that? I don't know.
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, good. Oops.
That is a diabetic mode. If you put more sugar than your coffee, yeah, that's pretty bad.
that's my only vice is sugar in my coffee. Everything else I'm good at. I don't have a lot of sweets. So that's my only vice, sugar in my coffee.
Yeah, I have been doing very good with sugar because I eat sugar every single day. I love sweets. Before sleeping every night, I look at Instagram cakes and cookies, for real. Every single night, I look at like chocolate and cookies and cakes, and then I fall asleep. I'm bad, but I don't eat it. I don't eat it right now, so at the moment, I'm trying to limit myself. I am very guilty of sugar in a coffee.
Yes.
But how do you Same just here. Look at and not crave for it?
It works. Because if you look at how they make the cakes and then the thick chocolate flowing and stuff, yeah, you're just satisfied after that.
Yeah, I think they call it. It's actually called dessert porn. Just go on Instagram and watch dessert porn all day.
Okay, I didn't say it. But.
No. It's not like that, but it's just delicious chocolate and whatever. That's what they like, things that make you feel good. Watch that. It's called dessert
porn. Yeah, like food porn. Dessert porn. Yeah.
Well, I mean, I think porn goes a little further, but.
No, it's just a name. it's just a euphemism.
It's gonna be like the American Pie movie with the cherry pie.
Wait, was that a cherry pie or an apple
pie? Oh, apple pie.
It was apple pie, yes.
And I remember it better than you, Matthew.
Because I watched the movie like once. I don't know.
That's a very well-known scene in the movie.
You know what? I think he used a cherry pie. That's why.
Well, you know, a gentleman never tells what he does with his pies.
I eat my pies, I don't care.
Oh, there you go.
Well, speaking of food, I actually have a related article. And it actually, you can do this today. So today at 7:30, the Charlie Brown Thanksgiving special is airing today on PBS. Let's not forget that, because I didn't know about this, that Apple TV said it's not going to be shown anywhere except Apple TV, but and then everyone had a bit, was like outraged, like, oh my god, how could you not air Charlie Brown Thanksgiving, and it's usually for like commercial free for the entire time. But so Apple TV heard and it caved, and they said, okay, PBS, you could have Charlie Brown Thanksgiving, and it's going to be aired today, November 22nd at 7:30.
Nice.
Ooh, on Apple TV?
It's, well, they said Apple TV they were showing it a previous day, but today on PBS, you could watch it. So if you have PBS on like Fios or Spectrum, you could watch it. I think you can watch it. Yeah, they said you can watch it commercial free too.
And are there going to be any repeats if you don't get to see it today?
I would think so. I'm just seeing the article now. Yeah, I didn't know that there was a change.org petition saying to bring back Peanuts television back to broadcast TV. So PBS is broadcast TV. I guess they don't want Apple TV to have a monopoly on something so iconic, you know, because they show Charlie Brown every year. And right. After that, they also said Charlie Brown will also be airing for a Charlie Christmas on December 3rd. Wait, Sunday, December 13th, we'll show the Christmas episode.
Cute.
Now we could enjoy, well, it's sort of a pre-Thanksgiving, we'd have our little pre-Thanksgiving. I kind of wish they showed maybe the rerun on the 26th, you know, because that's actually Thanksgiving. It sounds like it's something a lot of people do. They would put Charlie Brown in the background and just watch it.
I really feel like Christmas is coming so soon this year.
Yeah.
Right? And did you guys hear that Zoom is taking out their 45-minute limit on Thanksgiving? People can have,
yes, I just saw that.
Something like, there's a term for it. Zoom Thanksgiving or Zoom Giving or something.
Yeah, you can
family without coming in person.
Yes. Yes.
Very nice incentive.
Zoom Giving.
Zoom Giving.
Yeah, we went walking around yesterday. We see people having Christmas tree decorations. One house we passed by, you saw a Christmas tree up already. It's like Thanksgiving hasn't happened yet.
Almost everyone put their trees up. Almost everyone. It's crazy. This is the year where everyone's just doing whatever their heart desires, and that's okay.
Yeah. My friend also is sending me my Christmas gift already by Monday. I'm like, really? Hmm. Monday? Wow. It's not even Thanksgiving yet.
Oh, good.
Holidays. I'm in the spirit for any holidays.
Yes, we all need some joy. Especially now.
Yes. I've been seeing a lot of Christmas decoration, especially because I went to the dollar, like the discount store across the street from my supermarket. Everything is Christmas. They even, I was like, why am I hearing Christmas music? And it was actually on the radio too. And it was early November. I'm like, don't they usually wait till after Thanksgiving or a little before Thanksgiving to start playing Christmas stuff?
They used to, but then, I was just like, boom. As soon as I think like November 1st hit, it was like Christmas. All the stores were right after they took out all the Halloween decorations, Christmas Eve.
Yeah, they forgot all about Thanksgiving.
How are your pumpkins doing, by the way?
They're slowly withering.
Really?
Yeah.
Squirrels ate mine like a week after Halloween.
Really?
There's a huge hole in it and all of like the insides were out.
That's fine. I mean, at least they're getting nutrients. Yeah. I like that. We put ours outside in the backyard. So we all carved our pumpkins and, you know, I put it out there with the lights and it's a beautiful jack-o'-lantern, but pumpkins wither quickly. Right now it's out in the backyard. I didn't check on it, but I'm guessing that the little animals are eating it like yours. But I like feeding society, so it's fine. Sylvia made her pumpkin with the butt of the cat. You know, the whole area is the, you know, the little butt area of the cat. And it really shriveled.
Aww, like this. Wow. The kitty butt shriveled?
Yeah, it's a shriveling kitty butt.
But it was really cute before it shriveled.
It was.
Yeah. It was a cute
all of them were nice.
So anybody else has anything they want to say and contribute in a positive light? Remember, we're here to lighten and brighten everyone with our positive self and positive.
Yes. Well, actually, I wanted to add to Dana's discovery about Zoom. Zoom wrote on their Twitter page, as a thank you to our customers, we will be lifting the 40-minute limit for all meetings globally from midnight on November 26th through 6 a.m. on November 27th, so your family gatherings don't get cut short. And their hashtag is Zoom Together.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
Yeah, so now, I know during this time, it's really hard. Grocery stores are stocking up on smaller turkeys because people don't want bigger turkeys now. And so that's another big change this year. People usually spend more money on Thanksgiving. So there was another article I was reading how Thanksgiving dinners is the cheapest it's ever been in 10 years. So now they say buying a turkey and the trimmings to feed 10 will cost less than $5 per plate. I guess the turkeys are cheaper because they're smaller. And also not even that. Because the demand for smaller turkeys are higher, the supermarkets want to sell their bigger, larger turkeys too, so they're gonna lower the price for the bigger turkeys. You might get cheaper, bigger turkeys as well. So if you're in the market to buy a turkey for Thanksgiving or any day, well, not any day, but just for Thanksgiving, like you'll get a cheaper turkey this time around and you can save it and stock it up for hard times.
That's smart.
Yeah.
That is smart.
Cheaper is good. Yeah.
Yeah, and so I guess to add on to it, it said the 35th annual survey finds that this year's feast will run $46.90 on average, or less than $5 per plate, which is $2 cheaper than last year's average of $48.91. Farm Brew's Thanksgiving shopping list this year is the cheapest it's been since 2010. Yeah.
Get your Thanksgiving on, get your Thanksgiving on.
I know, because I was actually speaking to some of my friends' guests last night, and I was asking about their Thanksgiving, and some of them were like, oh, we're just going to have Boston Market, or they're just going to have regular food, and no one really mentioned too much about the turkey. And I said, you know, my mom likes to make the turkey every year, so she doesn't want to give up that tradition. And she'll always get the big one, even though most people now, like during this time, we're all thinking about a smaller turkey, because we're like, oh, we don't want to waste food. But she's like, no, we can keep the leftovers and make soup and all of that. That's where our mind space is.
Yeah, and every year I get my own pumpkin pie.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
The sugar.
Yeah. I love pumpkin pie.
I'm going to call you Sugar Cindy.
Sugar Cindy. Or Sweet
Sugar
Sin.
Gal. Sugar Gal.
Sugar Gal, indeed. I eat pumpkin pie every morning. Ooh. when after Thanksgiving.
Yeah,
I'm about to go get some.
And sometimes
pie.
I eat it for dinner.
Do you make your own pumpkin pies or do you buy them?
Well, my mom makes them, but she don't make it from scratch. She buys the crust and, you know, the Libby's puree. Yeah, she makes
them. But I think it's organic this year. We probably bought the organic mix.
That's good. Yeah, and we actually, from our carvings of the pumpkin, the insides, we made our own pumpkin pie, and it was so good. I'm so happy about it. We still have the puree. I don't know if it's still good or not. We can make another pie, but that's only to experiment with. You can pick your pumpkins from a farm and make the inside. It is doable. All you gotta do is just scrape the inside and put sugar and evaporated milk. Becomes a nice pumpkin pie.
Very nice.
Yeah.
I think we're also gonna have like seafood for Thanksgiving because it's just me, my mom, and my dad. So I think I might just go out and get some shrimp and crab legs and stuff and just have a different Thanksgiving. We're not turkey people. We never have been turkey people. So it's like, why bother wasting an entire bird just for the show of it?
Right. Well, it's Thanksgiving. It doesn't have to be turkey. It's Thanksgiving. So you're doing your own thing.
Yeah.
You know.
I think maybe a little piece of salmon too. So I think this year will be seafood.
Salmon is good.
Yummy. That's my kind of Thanksgiving. I'm the pescatarian life. So.
It's all about counting your blessings. That's what Thanksgiving really is about.
Exactly.
Speaking of blessings, I want everyone to say what their blessings are. Sylvia, what are you grateful for?
I am grateful to have a roof over my head and a secure space to live. So, you know, when hard times are met, I have a roof over my head and supportive people to talk to. So I'm always grateful for the small things. And it, usually in the end of the day, it's the small things that actually matter the most.
Oh, wonderful. I am grateful for my health and the health of my family and my friends. That's number one. Every time I wish for something, I wish for good health and excellent health because that's what matters more than anything else. What about you, Gary?
I'm grateful for my health and I'm grateful for many friends that I've met, including you guys. You know, I'm rich in friends. You know, financially I may not be a billionaire, but with friends I'm a billionaire. And I'm grateful for everyone that's come into my life, and health wise and a roof over my head also.
Oh, that's so beautiful. Thank you. Definitely grateful for you guys and you, Gary. Such a great person.
As
what
you?
About you? Thank you. What about you, Dana?
Like you guys too, I'm very grateful for good health, and that's something that I wish for everyone too, for everyone to have good health and happiness, because that's the biggest plus point in life. Because if you don't have good health, nothing else really matters, you know, like, and yeah, and just to be here and be alive and just be content with life, because everyone's going through obstacles, and I'm so glad that, you know, we are able to overcome it with good support system. So a lot of things. It's just it's a bad time of year, but it's also a grateful time of year. Happy to be here.
Beautiful. Thank you. And what about Matthew?
Well, I'm grateful to be alive, for one. I mean, we can all say that, but if people knew my story, I'm very grateful to be alive. I am grateful for my health. I'm able to function and exercise and do things that people that can't wish they could. So that's why I exercise every day, actually. I'm grateful to have met some good people to build solid foundations with and build futures with. And I am grateful for my family.
That everybody has a great Thanksgiving this week. So grateful to have you guys and all my friends in my life. That's more to ask for anything. Remember, in Earth, we be good to each other, be good to everything, every living being, everything, every object, anything, you know. Once you be good in yourself and outwardly, it spreads. The positivity spreads. I'm very thankful for a lot of things. Everyone, my health, the people in my lives, the support that we have, I'm very thankful for that. And also you guys listening, so thank you. also there is a guy that has been thankful for Thanksgiving for 37 years. He's been having Thanksgiving with anyone. He puts an ad every year and asks people to come over for Thanksgiving every year because his parents were divorced 37. And after that, he put an ad every year and people just comes up. This year is COVID-19, so he was forced to not have a Thanksgiving, but he made efforts by buying a pan and putting stuff in, putting cranberry sauce, everything you would need for a Thanksgiving, and just giving it away, donating. And he put a gift card so you could buy your turkey. All this on his own. His name is Scott McCauley. It's very sweet that people just give with their heart. This is Scott McCauley from Massachusetts. Well, thank you. Thank you for having Thanksgiving every year and just giving people Thanksgiving dinners. You know, he just hated having Thanksgiving alone after that divorce, his parents divorcing, actually. I mean, if we can give, that's more than enough. If we can give to others, even a meal, a little meal goes a long way.
That's really sweet. So not only is he offering food, he's also offering company, his company.
Yeah.
Because he knows how it feels to be stuck at home and like and feeling terrible about not having the company that you want during this time. So yeah. I think that's really nice. So, you know, as much, so sometimes sitting around with food and talking with good people is just enough to make you happy. Yeah. I think this guy, he really understands that. And for 3 decades, wow, that's a big commitment and he's been doing it. So I'm pretty sure it's something he finds a lot of satisfaction in.
So lovely. He just gives to a lot of people, 70 to 100 people every year. So keep giving and keep sharing your life. Yes. And thank you so much for listening, and thank you all for being my friends and coming on every week, almost every week to Good News. It's been an amazing run and we keep going.
Only the beginning.
Yes. We're gonna keep going, right?
Yes, yeah. Thank you so much. I'm very grateful for you all.
Same here.
Thank you.
Whatever your imagination makes a turkey look like, that's what we should pull it like.
I don't know.
I guess it's my head. How does a turkey look like that? Oh no. No, like I think the hands.
My hands will be up then.
Like turkey.
My hands can't be because I'm trying to do this.
Yeah.
I think that's right. The turkey hand, right?
Alright.
remember like the hand turkey,
yeah.
Like yeah,
oh, yeah.
The little hand turkey.
Happy Thanksgiving to you all.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Bye.
Bye.
Enjoy your coffee.
Waking up. Okay, mom's done now.
Oh, bye, Shaz.
Oh. Bye. She's like, okay, let's go.
I know, right? Yeah. She's like setting herself.
Hi. They're like, who are all these crazies?
He's like, okay, she's a little shy. Okay, no. Now she's licking herself.
She's like, whatever. They're not real.
Yeah.
I'm just ignoring them.
Yeah.